This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
We have on the phone our first guest for today.
Cabaret royalty on the line.
Now, we have Sarah Ward, otherwise known as Yana Alana. Welcome to the show, Sarah.
Thank you so much. You're calling me and I'm sitting in the sun down on the Mornington Peninsula.
Oh, what a beautiful place to be. We are in the studio watching the bright sunshine outside.
Thank you for bringing us an arts update. You know, I really appreciate that you head into the studio for our benefit. So thank you for calling.
I'm not being silly. No, we appreciate that because, you know, we're a volunteer organisation and we do this for the love of the arts and in support of the arts as well.
Yeah, definitely, because we were just talking about that just before the break, before the song as well, yeah, about the fact that things are coming back to life and hopefully people will start going out and getting involved and seeing the shows that are out there, so...
Yeah, I mean, people are having to be brave, aren't they? Because in some ways what they're doing is putting themselves in, you know, high-density situations. But then again, we do that whenever we go shopping. Yeah, absolutely.
So, Sarah, before we talk about the actual show that you're doing at the moment, Sarah, for our listeners as well as for David and myself, just maybe a little bit of background about you. I mean, how did you sort of get started in the industry and where did your love for the arts come about from?
Well, I've always sort of been a performer. I guess that's the tale of a lot of performers. I've done a lot of my sort of processing through my life of my sense of self and my connection with people and my community through performance. I sort of end up using art as therapy in some ways. So I've sort of been performing and singing for people since I was really little, putting on really boring, long 1-hour shows. In lounge rooms. And then from there, I did, you know, some performing at high school. And then I went and did a little bit of study for a year at Wollongong University because, of course, I grew up in Sydney.
Yep.
And then I got into an acting course called the Actors Centre and I did a diploma of acting and I came out and decided never to act again.
Hey, but hold on. You are an actor as well. I am now. Yeah.
I am now. I'm actually going to be in a feature film soon.
Oh, okay.
Now, I have to ask you, when you make a comment like, I decide never to act again, what brought that feeling on? I mean, was it really that bad or you just thought there was something else better?
I'm going to be transparent. I had a borderline personality disorder. So for someone who doesn't have any sense of who they are, my other characters can be really damaging. So I was pretty screwed up, to be honest, in my early 20s. And then I went and had some therapy and I decided that cabaret was for me because I was able to kind of manage my own career and make my own bookings and not have to audition and not have to kind of be in shows that I wasn't politically interested in being in. So I've had a really autonomous career and that has sometimes meant that I can't afford to buy a fridge or fix my teeth. But then at other times it's meant that, you know, like I've been through lots of different things in my life, including getting really, really ill at one point. And I remember thinking, you know, if I was to die, if I was to be honest with myself, I feel very happy with the choices that I've made.
Absolutely. You should be very proud of what you've done. I've seen you perform on many occasions and you're funny, you're irreverent, you're everything. And that voice, oh my gosh, that voice.
Yeah,
and I've seen you in the nude as well. With your body painted. Yeah, you've done it all, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. And I suppose like I said, I like to entertain people. I like to connect people. I like people to remember that they're not alone and that we're all in it together.
Yep.
But I also like to remind myself of those things.
Mm. And listen, you mentioned at the top of the this interview that you're going to be acting in a film. Can you give us a hint or not?
Yeah, well, I can. I was in a play called Ship by Patricia Cornelis,
yep.
And directed by Susie D. And we toured all around, including Venice, the Venice Biennale, and Edinburgh, and all around Australia, and then they decided to turn it into a feature film, and we did 3 weeks of intensive filming right at the beginning of 2020, straight after we did our season of Fuck Fabulous at the Mardi Gras, and then the day after we finished shooting, everything went into lockdown.
Right.
So it was an incredibly timed art project. So, yeah, we're going to be watching that for the first time on the 4th of May.
Oh, fantastic.
May the 4th be with you.
Yeah, may the 4th be with you, yeah.
We're very excited about seeing it for the first time, and people seem really quite happy with it. So that's going to be, who knows when it will be released, but I can't believe I went from I hate acting to this wonderful role.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, tell us about this show that's going to be at the Arts Centre from the 20th of April. Niola, it's called F Fabulous.
Sorry, I swore before. F Fabulous, yes.
Well, we've got to be a bit careful. It's middle of the afternoon at this stage.
I'd like to apologise to everybody that I swore to.
That's okay.
It was in context. So I think, you know, people will accept that for now.
So what's the premise of this show?
It's interesting, actually. It sort of was created a little bit in reaction to the commodification of queer culture, and in particular when I was in Mardi Gras in 2019, and I just sort of felt like fabulous had gone too far, in that sense that if someone's fabulous, then who isn't fabulous?
True.
And so I thought to myself, I don't think everybody's included sometimes in these, you know, queer events, and not everyone's invited to be on stage at events, and it's always this sort of glamorous, sequin-clad, femme fabulousness that I'm seeing on stage, either in drag or in any sort of performance art in queer, not necessarily in the underground, but sort of in the mainstream and paid gigs, to be honest. And I sort of started thinking, what if we were to create a variety show that was a little bit of a protest, whilst also a celebration, because at the end of the day, we're saying everybody can be fabulous by saying F fabulous.
Yep.
We're saying, you're included. Hey, you over there, introverted, shy, butch woman, you're included. Hey, you over there, non-binary librarian, welcome to the show. You know, like, We like the idea of sort of being inclusive to introverts and inclusive to different types of people that wouldn't necessarily go to a gay club.
Yep. How fabulous. Boom,
yeah,
boom.
Exactly. Ironically, how fabulous.
And when did you put this show together? Was it something that you've had in mind for quite a long time now?
It was birthed, actually, straight after I did a performance in 2019 at Mardi Gras, and it was birthed by Therese Cassou, who was the artistic director at the time, and she said to me when she saw me performing, I think Yana Rolana should have her own variety show, and I said, yes, I think that's true, show me the money, and she came at me with a commission from Mardi Gras in collaboration with the Arts Centre Melbourne and Edwina Lunn, and together these two powerhouse women made it happen, and it's so exciting. I'm really I feel really, really lucky, actually, because not a lot of people have the opportunity to be commissioned.
Yep.
So we were able to do things like ask Sydney performers along and ask a couple of UK performers along. But we're really lucky because Jess Love, who is a UK-based circus artist, who is actually an Australian resident, for reasons beyond her control that I won't go into, but she's actually here in Australia at the moment, which means she can be in the show again. So we're very lucky to have Jess Love, who's a UK circus artists with us in the company.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah. And what about who else is on the bill?
Dale Woodbridge Brown, who you would have seen in Blitz, who's an incredible Aboriginal circus artist and performer. He'll be joining us. And of course, my partner Beck Matthews is doing most of the music, and I'm performing a lot of the music too. We've got Glitter and Snatch, who are a really great dance duo, who are performing brand new work. So this is very exciting. And then we have Nikki Welks, who was recently in Runt, which sold out at Theatreworks, and is also not Theatreworks, sold out at 45 Downstairs. And she's also in Shit with me. And Susie D's the art directorial eye, actually, who directed Shit. So we're in really good company. And other performers are Seth Schooner, an aerial artist from Bladen, an aerial artist from Albury, and Ebony Hickey.
Yeah.
Who was actually going to talk to you today, but she's too sick.
Oh, really?
She's at home. Yeah, she had a cold, but she's a visual artist, and she's integrating her visual art and being a drag king into the show.
Yep.
So we have an incredibly, eclectic group of artists, but also it's a really multi-art form show with, you know, fashion and... But it's kind of anti-fashion because it's all found from op shops and stuff. And then with visual art and projection art and circus and dance and singing and spoken word, it's pretty eclectic.
Fantastic. So. It sounds so good. And like you always do, Sarah, Yana Alana puts on an incredible show and you don't know what's going to happen next. You know, like it's a surprise around every curtain that you you turn around. So it will be spectacular as you always come up with the goods, and the lineup is really, really strong, isn't it?
It's really strong, and it's Gabby Barton as well, who is from the Town Bikes, who's also performing with us. Yeah, I can't believe how lucky we are, and I really thought about it in regards to, you know, making sure that people who are sitting in the audience feel as though, you know, they're at a gay club,
yep.
A dirty late-night gay club, actually, and that they feel welcome and that they're seeing people on the stage that are kind of like their friends or look like them or, you know, move like them. Mm-hmm. So there's, you know, diverse representations of femme in diverse bodies and a culturally diverse cast and also a culture, a diverse art form. So I feel like there's something... for everyone. I hate that term, but I really do.
Well, I suppose that's the general premise of it, isn't it? Is to make everybody, you know, feel like part, you know, but they belong, basically, isn't it?
Well, you hate that word and you also hate fabulous.
Yes.
So you put that naughty word in front of it.
I know I did. And I know it's quite provocative. So that's why, you know, media release at the bottom. We sort of, you know, pay our respects to LGBTIQA+ elders who, you know, paved the way for us and who created fabulous as a notion to escape prejudice and bigoted perspectives. But I feel like now we're at the point where fabulous is so commodified by the mainstream that we need to re-identify what fabulous means to us as a community, and that's what this show's about.
Well, exactly, and that's why putting that the F word in front makes it all worthwhile. So Fairfax Theatre Studio, I should say, at the Arts Centre from the 20th of April and all the way through to the 2nd of May. It's a long season,
Well, I suppose it's a sort of, we don't have the passable capacity. So, you know, I argued for 2 weeks too because I feel like this kind of show is a word of mouth show.
Yep.
And people are going to come and tell their friends and their friends will miss out because of the limited capacity.
Yep.
So the Arts Centre agreed, having seen it at Mardi Gras, that it was going to sell well.
Yep.
So
brilliant.
We're excited.
Yeah. Yeah, Sarah, thanks so much for chatting with us. And enjoy that sun. Yeah, it's a beautiful. Don't get sunburnt, though. Whatever you do, don't get sunburnt.
I won't. And thank you again for running this program. We love you. We appreciate you.
Oh, mm-hmm. It's our pleasure more to always care. Talk to you.
Exactly. More than welcome. Thanks so much, Sarah. And all the best for the show.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. We've been talking to Sarah.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.